Former Washington State Governor Gary Locke helped to break ground on what will be the tallest building between Seattle and Tacoma. It's in Tukwila. Officials say the 19-story hotel and residential tower will help Tukwila usher in a new era of denser, transit-oriented development. KUOW's Joshua McNichols went there to check it out.
What do you think of as the heart of Tukwila?
Probably the South Center Mall. You can see everybody from different races, different cultures, different cities, everything.
Do you hang out there too?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I go there every Saturday to go to the AMC movie theater because it's great.
Vincent Rogers lives and works in Tukwila. He has no trouble getting around, even without a car.
Everything is walking distance. Like, if you want to walk, you can walk. If you want to drive, you can drive.
You're describing a walkable city.
Yeah, exactly. It's awesome. Like, everything is walking distance. You can go work out, and then after you go work out, get something to eat. After you go eat, go to the movies. Like, it's just all of that close together. That's one of the best things about Tukwila. I love it.
Housing's cheaper here than Seattle, and Tukwila sits at the crossroads of two major freeways, I-5 and 405. All those amenities have attracted the attention of developers. Yesterday, developers broke ground at Washington Place, a 19-story hotel and residential tower just east of South Center Mall. City planner Nora Gerloff says it's the kind of development she's been hoping for.
We're really seeing some catalyst projects and seeing some change happen that people have asked for a long time. I think getting that proof of concept of residential development in the urban center will really be a tipping point.
Some businesses are betting big on those big changes.
I'm convinced when we look back 10 years from now, within a mile radius of where we're standing, you won't be able to recognize it anymore.
That's Dan Lee. He's moving his whole business, the Odin Brewing Company, from Seattle's Georgetown neighborhood to Tukwila.
As the community itself grows up around us, we will grow up as well with the community.
That optimism is a turnaround for Tukwila. When Link Light Rail didn't go to the South Center Mall, officials here were disappointed. But these recent projects show the South Center neighborhood is finding a way to grow anyway. There's a new bus transit center going in at the mall that'll help connect people to light rail. And a planned pedestrian bridge over the Green River will connect the mall and all this new development to the Sounder commuter line. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.